Primitive Baptists worship without musical instruments. We sing a cappella without musical accompaniment. The term a cappella is a Latin term, and it means at chapel. So much so that the singing in church without music came to be known as the phrase at chapel singing, or a cappella. The following definitions were taken from the Oxford English Dictionary. Sing means to utter words with musical inflections. Song means vocal music. Play means to perform instrumental music. Okay, here's the scripture. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Can a piano teach? Can an organ admonish? Does a guitar have grace or a heart? No, but a singing saint does. Ephesians 5:19. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Can a flute articulate a psalm or a hymn? Can a drum utter a spiritual song? Does a cymbal have a heart or utter to the Lord? No, but a singing saint can. 1 Corinthians 14:15. I will pray with the Spirit, I will pray with understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, I will sing with understanding also. Does a musical instrument have or give understanding? No, but a singing saint does and can. Hebrews 2 and verse 12. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Can a musical instrument declare the Lord's name? Can an instrument offer praise? No, but a singing saint can. Just by way of a note, here are a few more non-primitive Baptists who advocated a cappella worship. Aquinas, a Catholic, believed it. Luther, a Lutheran, practiced it. Calvin, a Reformist, employed it. Wesley, a Methodist, insisted on it. Spurgeon, a Baptist, demanded it. Girdeau, a Presbyterian, defended it. McGarvey, a Campbellite, taught it. And the Greek Church continues to do so. How and why did so many depart from a cappella worship? Well, either God does not accept instrumental musical accompaniment in the New Testament church, or instrumental musical accompaniment is a matter of liberty. However, let us consider a third position. God did not intend formal worship to include instrumental accompaniment, but he tolerated it. Tolerance and liberty are far different terms. For example, God did not intend Israel to be ruled by a king, but God tolerated Israel's desire for a king. God tolerated the office of king, and the children of Israel paid the price for deviating from God's plan. 1 Samuel 8:10-18. God established the institution of marriage between one man and one woman. God tolerated polygamy, but it was not his design. Not one example of polygamy worked out. David was not given liberty to marry multiple wives, but God tolerated it. David's children paid the price for their father's deviation from God's plan. 2 Chronicles 5:1. How did God view David's introduction into musical instruments? 2 Chronicles 7:6. Were instruments tolerated or a matter of liberty? The evidence in Scripture indicates they were only tolerated. Other than trumpets, we find no authorization for Moses. David's use of instrument was viewed negatively in Amos 6 and verse 5. In Paul's letters to the New Testament churches, he gives instruction on women's roles in worship, speaking in foreign languages, hairstyles, but never mentions the use of instruments. The New Testament commands us to sing. Romans 15:9, Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 2:12, James 5:13. Singing in the New Testament was designed to edify saints. 1 Corinthians 14:15. So how do we view the use of musical instruments in the formal worship? Is it part of God's design, or is it a deviation from God's plan? Whether or not something should be used in the worship service must be measured against God's plan. Remember, God's designs were created with our best interests in mind. We sing a cappella. We sing without musical instruments as we try to stay as close as we can to God's design.